All right, so let's take a nice deep breath. And as you pass through the garden gate, leaving your home, you go down the pathway and you travel towards the light in the forest, walking deep into the forest, noticing all the bird life and trees and plant life around you. And as you come into the clearing, there's your navigator standing ready right there by the stump. And he's already got, the navigator's already got that map laid out. And you come up to it, you grab your touchstone in your pocket, and you rub it a little bit as you look at the divine map and see laid out before you the journey that you're going to take. And as you roll up that map, you thank the navigator for all their help and leave the clearing, following the path down, down into the deep forest, going around the enormous boulder where you look up at the petroglyphs, constantly changing and becoming more and more amazing as you walk by them. Now you walk across the tree log over the stream and come around, down, and into the meadow where your temple stands. And you go directly to the doorway. As you reach the doorway, you look up and feel gratitude for being able to enter the temple today. As you reach your hand out to open the door, it flies open ahead of you, and you walk deep into the center of the temple of the four aspects. And now as you enter the temple, you call upon the guidance of your guardian angel and your spiritual aspects helpers, the core angels. Call all of them together to come to you, to support you as you walk to the thrones at the middle of the large hall, the temple of the four aspects. And as you stride in, you take deep breaths. Allowing the images of the four aspects seated before you on their daises to arise, your four aspects becoming clearer and clearer to you as you get closer and closer to them. You keep walking to the center of the hall. And as you approach the aspects, you greet each and every one of them, saying hello to your physical aspect, your emotional aspect, psychological aspect, and spiritual aspect. You take a breath and now stand before them, simply being with them. Smiling, hello, thank you for coming. And now you're ready to make a request of your four aspects. You're going to ask them to work together today to unlock and free the mystic within you. Take a deep breath as you make this request. And now as you feel this hidden part of yourself begin to open in your chest and emerge from your mind, your heart, your body, and your spirit. You can feel the messages of your four aspects right there. You can feel them tangibly. And you know now that you're better able to hear them, to hear what they have to say. So now is the time to seize the moment and clearly state an issue that you struggle with in life. You don't have to worry about picking one. One will simply arise. Whatever issue arises, just ask for their help, their support. Now remember, you'll be able to come back and do this exercise again with another issue. So you only need one issue now. And ask for their help and their support and for their insight into the issue, this issue that you blow into your hands and lay before them. Now, as you stand before your four aspects and they are listening to you, see them as clearly as you can in your mind's eye. Feel them as clearly as you can in your heart of hearts. Sense them as clearly as you can in your physical body, in your soma. And know them as clearly as you can in your own spirit. Notice the colors and the energy around them. What they're wearing. And how they appear to you right now in this moment. And now as they take up the issue you've placed before them. Watch them as they react to it. Because everything they do is sacred. Everything they say is holy. And everything they know is great wisdom. So watch each of them as they see and feel and know different information that you need to have. And now each of your four aspects will deliver to you any teaching, transmission, or comment that they have to make to you about your issue. And do that now. And listen to them. Make your notes while they're speaking. Take another couple of seconds to write down the most important things that they're telling you. And now thank them for the information they've given you, the insights, the awarenesses, which you can continue to flesh out even in your dreams tonight. But you're going to make one more request of them. Now you're going to ask them together to work together right now to release the passion of your soul's purpose fully into your daily reality. So we make that request of them. Now they're going to do this by opening a portal right there in the Temple of the Four Aspects. It's over sort of by the spiritual aspect. So, boom, there's a portal that opens. And they're directing you to pass through the portal. And as you pass through the portal on the other side, you need to open up your issue to release your power and your passion, where it's been trapped within it. So this issue has held your personal power, passion, and purpose trapped in it. So you're going to use whatever elemental energies you need. You're going to draw from earth, fire, water, air, space, metal, and wood, and you're going to draw from one of those elements. And you're going to use those elements to push open the places within you that have been closed, that have kept this issue burning you, scalding you, holding you back, irritating you, frustrating you. And if you need help doing this, you can ask any of the four aspects to help you. So now begin working with the elements, earth, fire, water, air, space, metal, and wood, and work with those elements to open the places within you that have been closed off, where this issue has been like a pebble in your shoe. And do that now. So as your issue starts to dissolve or break apart or simply disappears, what's underneath, what's revealed, is the big picture, the infinitely possible idea, vision, awareness. So take a good look. Take a good look. And a deep breath. And now ask your four aspects to continue opening up the possible. Continue expanding it. And lay that groundwork for an ongoing sacred anatomy consciousness, a more awakened consciousness, one that is aware that you are a soul being, and a connection to the greater truth of who you are and what you're capable of doing with your life. What you're capable of doing with your power, your purpose, your presence, the perfection of the sacred anatomy's truth. So bow before the four aspects and thank them for all that you've done. Go back through the portal and into the larger temple and be grateful for these gifts that they've given you and all the relief you've received, because that issue has taken on a whole new face. That issue is dissolved and dissipated and disappeared, and it suddenly has become possibility. And now, telling your four aspects that you'll be back and thanking them deeply. Bow before you return home, going back through the doorway. Bidding farewell to all the angels, perhaps your guardian angel travels with you. Going across the stream on the log, passing the ever-changing petroglyphs on the boulder, and walking way up the path as you hear the birds singing and the stream fading into the distance, arriving at the clearing. You hand the divine map to the navigator and thank the incredible being that this navigator has been for you. Thank them for all these journeys. Stick your hand in your pocket and feel that touchstone that you carry with you always. Keep walking up the pathway all the way up to the garden gate, through the gate, coming back into present time and place. Breathing deeply, place your hand on your gut and say, with really grateful feeling, I am present. Feel yourself returning to a happy, healthy body, breathing in, settling in, feeling your feet and your fingers, feeling your legs, your back in the chair. Breathing in.